Hi, this is Jim from Safety Words. Before we start the program, I want to make sure everyone understands that we often talk about OSHA and EPA citations, along with some other regulatory actions from other agencies, legal cases, and criminal activity. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Proposed fines are exactly that, and they are often litigated, reduced, or vacated. We use available public records, news accounts, and press releases. We cannot warranty or guarantee the details of any of the stories we share, since we are not directly involved with these stories, at least not most of the time. Enjoy the show.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, this is Safety Words with a special broadcast on September 5th, 2024. We're going on a little bit early tonight. I cannot be on the regular scheduled time. I did not want to leave important information out there without sharing it with you. No, I'm always trying to build on the knowledge of one of our audience, and I want you people to think about things. And if you want to disagree with me, please disagree with me. So yesterday there was, unfortunately, another school shooting here. And I have a solution that, not as a part of the solution. There's many different, no. We've had 215 school shootings this year in the United States. I think there are 215 different discrete situations with 215 different solutions. And everybody has an idea. I want to throw in my two cents here. And it's something that I have shared with some other safety people, and people look like, hey. And you call into radio shows, other radio shows, they're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be crazy, blah, 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 blah. But I think as safety professionals or concerned citizens, we have to start thinking a little bit outside the box here, because we have a lot of political division in this country. I don't see any end to it, unfortunately. So, so what are we talking about? I'm going to, this is from Max Matza from U.S. from the BBC here. U.S. school shooting suspect, 14 question about threats last year. So this is essentially what happened. And I'm not going to mention the alleged person's name here with this, but a boy is accused of killing four people at his high school in Georgia. And apparently he was well known to police. With this, according to the reports, I don't know if that's true or not true. So the suspect allegedly opened fire on Wednesday at Appalachia High School in the city of Winder, Georgia, killing two teachers and two pupils. Investigators say eight students and one teacher were injured. He was charged with four counts of murder today. But this keeps coming up. And it's usually in this public schools and things with that. Very rarely do you hear about it happening in private schools, even though it does happen. But those don't seem the ones that like the ones that are publicized. And remember, we talked about on Tuesday the issue attention cycle, and where things get discombobulated with that. You want to check back with our Tuesday, September 3rd. Program. Now, some things I want to point out. I'm trying to put some clarity to this by stating facts. All right. Fact number one, I don't think any anti-Second Amendment or gun control legislation is going to go through, at least with this Congress. And if it does, there's going to be a lot of litigation and debate, and you know, people getting upset and everything else with this. So I don't think that's a realistic thing. Well, there is legislation that can be passed and proposed, and I want you to go and forward this video along to your congresspeople, senators, even your state representatives with this. OSHA has jurisdiction over private companies. Can it get pulled in on consultations and this and that with public entities? Sure, but there's really no jurisdiction there. Even on the state level, where in New York you have PESH, New York PESH, you have in New Jersey POSHA, and you have some of the other things. A lot of time, most of the time, these state agencies do not do a really intense job on regulating public employer workplaces. In a lot of states, there are varying numbers depending on who you talk to, because some of the states don't officially take over stuff from OSHA or don't officially pass laws. That would be a separate agency, but there are laws and it's a patchwork of laws. But essentially, in Georgia, there is no state OSHA officially, and there is, according to my research on the OSHA website, and there is no federal OSHA, has no jurisdiction over state entities. The other thing is that there is sovereign immunity to these states, to the city and state and all these other entities. Usually very rare is it, and there are isolated cases. For example, the former governor of Michigan, I believe it was, Flint, Michigan, with the water supply and things with lead, and they get slapped on the wrist. I think it's time we need to start to having a discussion on protecting the workplace, school workplaces, public schools with OSHA. So you're going to say, well, Jimmy, that's crazy talk. OSHA isn't that big. Well, okay, we got to expand OSHA, increase funding, things of that nature. But more importantly, we have a thing in OSHA called the General Duty Clause, where you have to supply a safe and healthful workplace free of recognized hazards. And they have a whole scheme on how they enforce that. And if OSHA doesn't have a standard, then they come up with a four-part test to issue citations. And you're going to say, well, what's that going to do? You protect the teachers, you protect the people at the school. By extension, you're going to be protecting the students. Just in the last couple of weeks, I read on my regular show here where a convenience store was cited for not having controls. So you have a convenience store, you got to have some type of security. Well, why can't we apply that to schools? What this is going to require is legislation passed by Congress to expand the authority of OSHA into public schools, number one. And number two, I would argue, remove sovereign immunity protections or have some type of qualified immunity to school administrators, school officials, if they don't do their job, and other people related with schools. For example, you are not implementing security protocols like in Uvalde, Texas, where there are very few security protocols. Guess what? Now you're under federal investigation by OSHA. And the added advantage is that normally OSHA investigations are public record and are very transparent. Like, for example, the Alec Baldwin case done by New Mexico OSHA, that state agency. It's not called New Mexico OSHA, I know, but it's basically the same thing. It's very open, gets things going. So this is what I want you to do. Send me some comments and say, Jimmy, you're full of gluvno. You don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. I don't care. Let's have a conversation. At least maybe we come to better ideas than what I have. I'm not the end all of the be all of things. Number one. Number two is, send this along to your legislator, your senator, something like that. Try to get on the conversation going about expanding worker protections for teachers and jurisdiction for OSHA. Now, why do I think this has a better chance in passing than anything? You're not going to impede Second Amendment protections, number one. Number two, the teachers' unions could get on board with protecting teachers, because guess what? There's a lot more going on in schools than just school shootings. I hear stuff from teachers all the time as far as noise surveys in shop classes, chemical exposures in shop classes and in chemistry and other science classes, and all of the above. Get everybody protected out there. And by extension, you protect the teachers and the workers in the school. You're going to be protecting the students, right? That's my idea with this. And that's all I have for tonight. Like I said, I can't be on tonight, but this is too important a subject to not talk about.
Worst Safety Wars. This is Jim Polzel. We're available on Safety FM. You can visit us on the web on our regular podcast at Safety Wars. If you want to give us a call, 845-269-5772. And please share this to your social media and whoever you listen to in the news, reporters, talk radio, whatever. Let's get that conversation started. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel.